My pediatrician used to have those when I was a little kid, and I had some horrific experiences with her.
Hello, everyone. For everyone who might be here for our PCR 52-25, a resolution requesting the General Assembly to support constitutional rights to bear arms and oppose the Rhode Island Assault Weapons Ban Act of 2025, H5346 and S359. My understanding is that currently there's a request to hold that. That will be handled in committee, and we will hear it presumably at our next meeting on June 2nd. This is at the request of the legislature because they are actively in the process of changing that legislation. Like as we speak, multiple members of the legislature have reached out, not to mention people who are actively working on the bill. So we want to make sure we're actually able to vote on a resolution that addresses the bill in its comprehensive final form, as opposed to something that's going to be changed drastically. So if you're wondering why it's being held, that's why. You're more than welcome to connect with your council people, or more importantly, your legislature, because they're the ones who are actively working on the bill as we speak. Thank you.
See, those are low.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is now 5:08. And the City Council Finance Committee has been called to order. Hello, everyone. I need to call for order in the chamber, please. I need a motion for the minutes of April 21st.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. And also, I just want to announce that Councilman Muto is unable to join us this evening due to illness. I also need a meet. I'm sorry, that's public safety. Bear with me for one moment, please.
Take as long as you need.
Okay, first item on the bid package is bid number 2025-419, food truck service.
Sorry, sir. Sorry.
Good evening, Bill Facenti, Chief of Staff to Mayor Picozzi. Parks and Rec Director Wiley is not able to attend this evening, so I'll be presenting bid 2025-419 on her behalf. Parks and Recreation is asking the City of Warwick Council to award a revenue bid to Ocean State Concessions LLC to provide food trucks services to 13 predetermined, pre-scheduled, city-sponsored events. Parks and Recreation, along with the Purchasing Division, went out to bid for contract services for food truck services for various city events. There are two agencies or organizations in the city and the state that provide multiple food trucks. We reached out to both of them, as well as advertising it on various city websites. Various websites, purchasing, state purchasing, City of Warwick, and I believe a couple others. We received one bid from Ocean State Concessions. There are 13 events that the city is asking for approval for this evening. Each one of them had a minimum bid from the prospective vendor. Ocean State Concessions bid at the minimum or in excess of the minimum for all but two of the food truck events. And with the revenue anticipated from Ocean State Concessions, it is estimated the city will collect $8,260. In years past, the food truck events were coordinated by the city. Last year, we received $4,350 in revenue. The year before was $1,920. And in 2022, $5,423. So you can see that by awarding to Ocean State Concessions, the city will be receiving $8,260 versus last year's $4,350. Like I said, we received one bid. The other food truck organization did not bid. Just for clarification, this does not preclude any food truck from driving through any of the city parks on any other day and selling their food or concession.
Thank you, Chief.
Chief, as you know, I've had concerns about this this food truck issue for quite some time. We actually had a meeting back in June of last year, and I had addressed and made known all my concerns that I was having with that. What prompted the city to change and go to what we're looking at today?
So the city has never bid out food trucks for event specific. We have bid out concession services at certain city parks, Oakland Beach Seawall, City Park. That bid we haven't done. That's separate and apart from this. Historically, the last year or so, and forgive me, I wasn't here during last year, but what we've done is we've had a agreement with one of the food truck providers to bring food trucks to our events. As you know, food trucks are very popular. The city Parks and Recreation Department does not have the staff to solicit, and nor do we have the ability to solicit 10 to 12 food trucks for 13 different events. And so what we did was we had a food truck provider come. The food trucks that came were required to donate 10% of their collections for that evening. What happened was that was paid in cash, which we don't like to have city employees handling cash. There was no way to verify the 10% was accurately given, calculated. We've had food trucks leave early before the person collecting the revenue came by. So that what prompted it was your discussions and other council people's discussions on making this more of a uniform, non-subjective process. And the administration felt this was the best way to do it. We consulted with various other cities and towns in the state. And this is a issue for many cities and towns that their food trucks they're everywhere. People don't have the manpower in the cities and towns to schedule 10 to 12 food trucks. This is the first year we're doing this, and I ask that we are given a one-year trial to see how it works. As I said, this does not preclude any food truck from going to any of the other city facilities, any of the other days, there are 13 days in the season that we're having events at. Does not preclude them from getting flagged down and selling whatever they want.
Well, Chief, I'm still not comfortable with this for actually a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is that in the bid, it doesn't provide a preference to Warwick vendors. And I think that's a disservice to the Warwick vendors, the folks that live here in the city of Warwick and operate their businesses out of the city of Warwick, which is one of the reasons why some time ago we had passed the resolution an ordinance that local vendors could receive a 7% variance.
It was 5%.
I believe it was 7% with sales tax.
Okay.
It was the amount, but either way.
Yeah.
In addition to that, there are concerns with the revenue that we may receive or will receive under this bid process compared to what we did years ago when vendors would bid on certain locations and certain positions, if you will, for these food truck venues. The bid itself has some variances in it, which admittedly I just noticed today going through it again. On page 8 of the bid request, it states that holiday tree lighting, holiday stroll, and non-special events have a minimum bid request of $750. But yet the sole bidder bid $515. And then when I look at it further on page 12, it says something different. It says holiday tree lighting, holiday stroll, $375 per event minimum. So these type of discrepancies concern me. I also reached out to one of the other vendors, let's say, and asked why they didn't bid. And I want to read a few of these things into the record as to why they didn't bid. Unclear responsibilities among stakeholders. The RFP doesn't clearly define what the city, the organizer, and the individual food trucks are each responsible for at these events. Without clarity on the roles, such as who manages event logistics, oversees compliance, handles public inquiries, coordinates on-site issues, et cetera, it's very difficult to ensure a professional execution. There's no defined metrics for success. What could anyone expect to get out of this? There's no indication of how in the event success will be measured or evaluated. Fee structure places at high risk are organized on organizer or vendors. The minimum bid fee are significant, but without attendance estimates, no sales are guaranteed. These are all reasons why people didn't bid, because these things are not inclusive in that. Lack of details of the events themselves. No provisions ensuring fair treatment of food trucks. The RFP doesn't include protection for the food trucks themselves, such as equitable placement, caps on participation fees, or a process for resolving dispute grievances. The other, and there's a lot more to it, but the point is there's reasons why people didn't bid on this particular issue. The other concern that I have is on page 6, and I will be moving an amendment on that. It says prices to be held firm for 1 year, January 1st, 25 through May 31st, 2026. Terms and contracts may be extended for one additional term upon mutual agreement unless otherwise stated. I would object to that language, and I would recommend that at the end of this contract, given the concerns that have been presented by at least one of the other vendors, as well as other folks, I would like to have this revisited next year with any suggestions, changes, amendments, and reconsidered before the City Council, as opposed to just renewing this automatically. Would you have an objection to that?
No, I don't have an objection to revisiting it. Like I said, I would like at least 1 year to see how this mm-hmm. works. And to answer some of your questions before, if you look on page, page 14 of the bid, there is a sample food truck vendor agreement that spells out all the rules and responsibilities and who's responsible for what during the events.
Mm-hmm. On what page? What page, Chief?
Page 14.
Okay.
14, 15, and 16. And also, there were two addendums issued for this, one a three-page addendum and one a two-page addendum. And unfortunately, whatever vendor asked those questions of or told you what their response, their concerns were, most of those were not raised in the information request period. So they had the right to reach out during the bidding process, and they hadn't. We did receive numerous calls from other food truck providers, and all the answers to the questions were addressed in the two addendums.
With respect to Ocean State concessions, is there more than one person or companies involved in Ocean State concessions?
Ocean State Concessions is a business that's owned by an individual. They do have additional food trucks, if that's what you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
They do have food trucks, and they are a Warwick-based business as well. So they have three or four businesses in Warwick
that make up this Ocean State Concessions.
Yeah, so they submitted a list of 15 different food trucks that are potential vendors or to be participating in the events as requested. And I'd say five or six quick math of the 15 are Warwick businesses. Then there's Cranston and West Warwick. And he also represents 65 other food trucks. So like I said, this was open and public to be bid on. We received one bid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Foley.
A number of local vendors reached out to me also. And just to clarify, as Councilman Lattiser stated, that provision about rollover, you're okay with amending?
I would ask the City Council solicitor to weigh in on amending the bid that was what they were bidding on as far as dates of expiration and starting. So you'd have to get a advisory opinion from the solicitor. But the administration doesn't have a problem with it.
Solicitor?
I'm sorry, I was at a sidebar. Could we repeat the question?
So in the bid, solicitor, there is a term to expire on page is it on?
So on page 6, where you see my notation over there.
Okay, so the purchasing agent just mentioned that this is only if we agree to it. It's not automatic, so we could make that change.
But I would prefer to see it changed right now.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You
okay.
Most likely can.
So my request is to make an amendment on that so that this doesn't, we just renew without coming back to the city council. The administration is asked to try this for a year and see if it works, how it works. What I'm saying is, after the end of that first year, we all want to see how it works or didn't work, and to be brought back before the city council for approval, or go back out for a whole new bid altogether. Preferably just go back out for a whole new bid.
It appears not just automatically allow it. What you've put in front of me is what it appears that the price to be held firm for 1 year, term contracts may be extended for one additional term upon mutual agreement unless otherwise stated. So that we would ultimately have to agree to any extension. There's no automatic extension.
When it says mutually agreed, does it define between the administration and the vendor and the council? I don't think so. I'd just like to have that.
I believe it would have to go come back to the council for award.
It would follow our purchasing regulations, which means they would come to us to say we'd like to execute that the vendor is agreeable, and they would ask for our permission to enter into that extension. So under the terms here, it would come back to the council if the vendor wanted it to. If the vendor didn't, then we're back out to bid. If the vendor wants to and the city would like to, that contract would then be approvable by this body.
What happens if the council doesn't want to renew it?
Then we go back out to bid.
Okay. Sure. No, I'm sorry.
No problem. So basically, you're staying because of the policy and procedure that we have on the bids, that it's de facto would have to come back to us, even if the administration and the vendor agreed to renew it, they would have to come back to us to get our approval.
So the council cannot dictate the terms of retroactive what the bid says. So they went out to bid, they sought what they sought, they got responses. Our action is whether we approve or disapprove of that. We can't retroactively change the terms of that. The provisions that are within the bid specs say that there is an option to renew for 1 year upon mutual agreement of the parties. So that means we would have to agree. We meaning the council, would have to agree along with the vendor to proceed with an extension.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm good.
Any questions, Councilman Napa? Comments?
Just one question, Chief. When is the first event? Just so I can clarify.
First event is July 9th.
July 9th.
And most of these food trucks book months or years in advance, and there are competing events. This has been was received, but the director has been out of the office, so that's why I'm presenting it this evening. So timing is to line up the food trucks for our events to make sure they're successful. This would need to be action would need to be had tonight.
Right. Thank you, Chief.
Chief, actually, there was one other concern I had. And that's where the vendor, Ocean State Concessions, will be the ones solely assigning the food trucks to these different city events. Mm-hmm. And they will also be the ones assigning the locations. So whether they're at the front of the line or the back of the line, I have a concern with that. And I think that it's unfair to all the vendors that decision and that discretion is afforded to the vendor this particular time of Ocean State. I think that's unfair. I think what would be fair or fairer and make sense is that the vendor in this case, Ocean State Concessions, would provide the administration with a recommended list of food truck vendors and location assignments to be approved by the administration, as opposed to just giving full carte blanche authority to the vendor to make these assignments, particularly when the vendor has a fair amount of vehicles associated within their own organization.
So the vendor is bearing the cost of the fees to secure these events, and it's at their discretion to assign the locations to food trucks that have expressed interest in going to the events. The city and the administration instructs where the vendor can and cannot set up, and the restrictions on that in accordance with the vendor agreement, but the discretion of which food trucks go to which event is solely on the vendor, who's bearing the cost of the permits, if you will, the fee, and giving the city the revenue. It's at his discretion or their discretion. Again, this can be revisited, you know, this is our first time doing right. this, you know, and with all bids, someone's going to be happy, someone's going to be mad. Mm-hmm. Since we received one bid, I mean,
Okay. Any other members of the council have any questions? Councilman Ricks.
So to clarify, at these same locations, any days other than the days specified, any food truck, ice cream truck, lemonade truck, what have you, would be allowed to sell on city property?
As long as they have their proper licenses and everything other than a permit. We're not permitting Oakland Beach Seawall. We're not permitting Connecticut Point. We're not permitting City Park. What we are doing is restricting the food truck from stopping at those locations and parking for the day and then waiting for people to come. But if they're being flagged down, they are allowed to sell until there's no one else in line, and then they drive through. They can drive through all day long on any of the days except for the 13 that we have listed. And just put a clarification, we were bidding out various locations for ice cream, lemonade, and before food trucks became a thing. And what was happening is we bid it out to one particular vendor. That vendor would not show up. We can't put anyone else in that spot. The vendor would leave early, can't put anyone else in the spot. So this ability to drive through is open to everyone. As you know, there are some of our beaches that have parking fees, Connecticut and Oakland Beach. That's why they can't park at those locations. You know?
Okay. Is there any plan, like in previous years, to bid out those different locations, or just...
We're going to see how this goes first.
Okay. So that would be a plan for potentially next year, depending on how it goes this year?
Potentially.
Okay. How is it determined the minimum bidding amount on this year's bids?
It was just the department felt that was based on prior, I believe it was averages of prior event revenue. We felt that was the way to go. We have revenue data, or I have revenue data tonight all the way back to 2021. So, historically, Rocky Point brings in about $1,000, $1,300. Some nights it brings in $1,800, some events. So it's just an average what we thought was fair. And again, this is the first time we're doing this. If next year we find the fees are too low, too high, depending on feedback, we'll change the way we bid it out.
But with Rocky Point in previous years, when we're talking amounts of, and I think that I have the same data in front of me, when we're talking those amounts of 1,400 more or less, some years a little more, some years less.
Right.
But that's per event, whereas one of these would be the minimum bid of $1,500 for four different events at Rocky Point.
Right. So it's, no, yes. But you're going to look at what event it was. So if it was a fireworks display, if it was a movie night, because we have specific events at Rocky Point that they bid specifically. New Year's Eve, that minimum bid was $1,500. And Rocky Point events, the four events at Rocky Point was a minimum bid of $1,500. He bid $555 per event, which is $2,200. So again, we can revisit this next year.
Okay. I suppose just on the record, where I always have a little bit of hesitation on something like this, where only one bidder steps up, something of this type of scope. I'm not sure how many potential bidders there would be who would be able to organize two. Yeah. So I'm glad that there's a willingness to re-examine this potentially in the future. No further questions. Thank you.
Any further questions, comments from members of the council?
I do.
Council President?
Yeah, so it's more just a request based on what I've heard, because I have spoken to at least one person on this, and I've been around a surprising amount of time. So I remember when we did this differently, so I'm confused on some of the revenue numbers, but I can ask outside the meeting on that, because I get it that we're doing a trial run here. But I do have some stuff I want to drill into. So
fine.
Just a heads up.
Are there any questions from members of the public? Any questions or comments from the member of the public? Come forward, please. Just state your name for the record, please.
Good evening. My name is Rick Leandre. I have a bunch of questions regarding about this bid. I'm totally against it.
Just speak directly.
Okay, I'm totally against this bid right now. I have. I feel like this process is unfair. How it goes is you have to pay for a city license, and then you have to pay an association fee, and then you're not, or you might be, allowed to go to Warwick City events only through the association. So the city council or the bid process has no restrictions on that. So being a food truck person that's been doing this for 8 years, it just takes the mom and pop of the store that's been Warwick based for many years. I have questions regarding about why did this bid go out, Chief?
Partially because the city council had questions as to how we were awarding the bid. Okay. How we were handling food trucks.
It seems like you mentioned a lot about revenue. You mentioned also regarding about bidding process. Years ago, they did bid out those five locations, and it did generate a lot of revenue. Last year, they didn't do it, and this year, you didn't do it. I don't know the exact numbers, but I knew it used to be $30,000 to $60,000 a season. You did not do that last year, and you're not doing it this year.
Correct. Those are not events. Those are locations.
No, we're talking about two. You mentioned generation of revenue. That would make the a lot of New England Lemonade and a lot of other venues that could bid on this. And you stated that you're not doing it this year. The reason why is
we haven't gotten to that part of the bid yet. Because a lot of times when the vendor was awarded the contract, they would leave early. They wouldn't show up. So whether they, I don't know the exact dollar amounts. I wasn't involved in the bid process. Mm-hmm. I think $30,000 to $60,000 is high on that. I can get those numbers, but that's the next step. And again, as I mentioned, nothing in this bid precludes any vendor, food truck, from driving through Oakland Beach, Connecticut, City Park, Salters Grove, Rocky Point, on any of the other days even the days of the event, up until the event, they can drive through and sell.
Regards to this bid process, you said there's two associations in the city, and you only got one bid, and it was who again?
Ocean State Concessions.
And who ran it last year?
Ocean State Concessions had an agreement with Ocean State Concessions to just provide the food truck. There was no money changing hands to Ocean State Concessions. They just acted as the conduit because we needed food trucks at events. And then the vendor that went to the event, the food truck, provided the city with 10% of their revenue from that evening. As I mentioned, sometimes they left early and provided nothing. Some of them were less than truthful. The other issue that some of the council members had was that the members of the city staff were dealing in cash and walking around collecting cash from an event and then coming back to their office with cash is not a best practice.
You mentioned some of the figures that I don't have in front of me. Some were $1,000. Do you have the number of food trucks that went to these events that collected that amount of money and what they gave?
The specific food trucks and the specific
amounts. Well, you said there was, like as you mentioned, National Night Out made $1,800.
Yeah, I don't have the specific which food trucks they were and how much each food truck gave.
Okay.
So I just have the total revenue collected.
Could you get that?
Probably.
Okay. I just feel it's an unfair process because you have a lot of Warwick-based food trucks in Warwick that it just eliminates us through the whole process because we're not an association. I thought it was food trucks association, not concessions. Is concessions, Ocean State Concessions, is based in Warwick or another city and town?
They're based out of their businesses, business address is Cranston, and they own Warwick-based businesses.
Okay. It's just a very hard process because you have to pay a license in the city, then you have to pay an association fee, and you're still not guaranteed any bids in Warwick. Right. And there are a lot of vendors in Warwick that feel like that's not a fair process.
I understand. And again, this is our first time bidding it out, so we're just looking for a one-year.
Right, but you did that process last year with Ocean State Food Trucks.
Right, and last year...
It was not bidded out, it was awarded. Correct.
It wasn't awarded. It was just an agreement that they would provide the food trucks. And they were instructed that they could not turn away any food truck that showed up for that event, even if they weren't a member. So the problem we have is that there are food truck wars. It's a popular TV show. And there are members of each organization that fight amongst themselves. And then it kind of hampers what cities and towns and other food trucks can do that are not members. They get penalized for not going to one event versus another. And unfortunately, this is the world we live in. Food trucks are popular. Mm-hmm. This is the best process we have right now. I'm going to evaluate it at the end of the term and make a decision on how we handle it going forward.
And you're agreed upon that the vendor can pick the own trucks that go to these events?
That was one of the questions that was provided in the addendum, and they can do that, yes.
And prior to these 2 years, how did the city run these events through the city? Who ran the events?
The Parks and Recreation Department reached out to... Honestly, I don't believe we had many events that had food trucks. Some of our sponsor organizations, the Central Rhode Island Chamber of Commerce, may have scheduled the food trucks just by cold calling them. We may have done that as well. Mm-hmm. But that's not a fair process either. Some people might like ice cream versus lemonade. Some people might hot dogs versus hamburgers. Everything is subjective, and there's going to be winners and losers.
Mm-hmm.
This is the process that the administration chose, and we're just asking for a one-year trial.
On National Night Out, the funds that you collect through this bid process, does it go to the city? Is it awarded to the police department on certain nights?
Nope, goes to the city.
All to the city. I have no more further questions.
Thank you, Rick. Any other comments, questions, concerns from members of the public? Please come forward, sir. State your name for the record, please, and speak right into
it. Robert Lombardi, owner of New England Lemonade, based in Warwick, 40 years. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So, talk about revenue. My company was built. We have a storefront on Oakland Beach Avenue. My late father opened that store. We have a 60-year company in the state. My father was a lifelong resident. I was brought up in Warwick, the school systems. Opened that store, had the trucks in Warwick, licensed through the city. Talk about revenue. My last year that we did the RFP for lemonade only, I gave this city $18,000 for 5 venues. We bid fair. There was lemonade only. We built our business that way. The last 3 or 4 years, there was no RFP for the 5 locations I talk of. The Waterfront, City Park, Mickey Stevens, Connecticut Point, Rocky Point. We put forth a bid on every location every year. Okay, he talks about $8,000. Can you imagine? I'm a Warwick company that built my business according to the RFPs put forth by the committee or whoever, purchasing agents for years. I hand-delivered that bid for 20 consecutive years, me personally. We got shut out from that Waterfront. We were there before RFPs, before RFPs. So you tell me that I can't go to National Night Out. I sat in this building with the mayor, giving him insight on this process, okay? I've dealt with every municipality in the state. Currently, Providence, I have various contracts. I can tell you a lot of stories about how to make it work. This is a monopoly. The reason why you have one bid, do you have on record the second food truck organization? I talked to him today. He has on record why he did not bid. Did you go over that, sir?
I read some of those comments into the record earlier.
And he knows why. And we know why there was only one bid. This is a monopoly. This is as wrong as it gets. Oh, we're going to try it out. We've been trying it out. We've been paying taxes. My father lived 83 years in this city, paid taxes his whole life, donated to every organization in this city. We built our business donating money to the youth sports programs, every one of them, and we still do it. My son, who just graduated from Bryant University, he is fed up. He can't even believe this, what the city has done in his 3 years working with the company. He doesn't even want to come to Warwick, okay? He's disgusted. And as wrong as it gets, $18,500 was my last revenue to this city. And I can't even go to National Night Out. I can't go to the fireworks. You're telling me we can't come here? I pay taxes on all my properties in Warwick. Okay, what happened to the purchasing agent, recreation director? You put the RFPs out. I understand about the food trucks. Believe me, I do. And I deal with it in other municipalities. You know what they do? They have their events, and they tell the food truck guy, hey, by the way, our local vendors that have been licensed in this city for years are going to be there also. So you can have your lineup over there, but we're going to have a few locations for these vendors that have been here for numerous years. In my case, 40 years. Frustrating to come here and listen to these stories about this was one bid. There's a reason why it's one bid. I'll say it again. It was unfair, very unfair. There's a lot more to it, and there's certain people in this room that know about it. I can go on and on, but I will tell you right now, I have called recreation. I have talked to purchasing. Where's the RFP for the lemonade? We had our own category. Lemonade was, you know how it is in Rhode Island, right? We had our own category. We had the Waterfront. We were told no subletting. What are they doing, basically? You're letting them do the job of people in Warwick that are getting paid for their positions, and you're letting this guy come in, and he's going to pick and choose who gets the locations, as you referred to. That's the truth of it. He owns 4 or 5 of those trucks. He's creating a monopoly, okay, in front of you, right in front of you. What more can I tell you? But it's as wrong as it can get that a Warwick company, I was brought up in the school system here. Youth sports, my siblings, the family, for years. My father, 83 years in this city. He passed away in October, okay? He fought for Warwick. Every step, every administration supported, whatever. And to watch this happen, he said $8,000? I paid $18,500 for lemonade. You could have said, we're going to put hot dogs in, we're going to put doughboys in, we're going to bring French fries. That's fine with me. But no, I'm out. I can't even come. I got my storefront on Oakland Beach Avenue. He's telling me I can drive through the waterfront. I was a fixture on that waterfront, a fixture. And every RFP I put forth, we sharpened our pencil every year. $18,500, okay? And I can go on if you like me to. Very frustrating, and it's as wrong as it gets here, that we can't operate in the city. So I should leave the city? Is that what you want me to do? Close my storefront? The taxes I've paid in this town are staggering, and that's fine. It's the way it goes. I'm a licensed vendor, and I can't go to these events in my own little city? It's terrible. So you guys all have the right points, but no one's doing anything about it. This is a monopoly. And the gentleman that did not put his bid in, he knew better, as he told me today. He called me three times prior to this meeting. Three times. And it's very frustrating for me to get up here and talk, okay? But I can tell you a lot more stories about what's happened in this little, with all this RFP stuff, okay? But it's a shame, actually. Any questions from anybody?
I don't have any questions, sir, but I will say I concur with the majority, if not all, of your comments.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes,
my
sir.
Two cents in earlier. Chief, any questions or comments on the positions that this gentleman has taken or stated?
I can't come to the events, but you're going to let out-of-towners come prancing in.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Let him answer my question, please.
So the revenue that he mentioned was for the five sites for the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for 13 events. That's it. The rest of the season, he can drive through all of them without paying a fee. This is how the administration chose to do it, with 7 to 12 food trucks at each event. I understand there are some people that are upset about it, but this is how the bid was presented, and this is how the bid is being asked to be awarded. And the Ocean State Concessions has a storefront, bricks and mortar, in Warwick. So he's also a Warwick business owner.
Well, Chief, as I said before, I disagree with this whole process, and I've disagreed with it from a year ago. I sympathize with the Warwick vendors who are being restricted. To say that they can stop and go, that's not a position that I'll support. They can stop and go. So this guy's been here 40 years. He's been paying taxes. Other vendors in this city have been paying taxes, and they can stop and go because one entity is controlling everything from the vendors to the locations. Doesn't make sense to me. Sir, does this gentleman still have a little bit of time left?
Mr. Ricks had a question for me.
Sir, do you have any other questions? Any comments?
No, I just want to know that we built our business according to what the town, what the city told us to do over the years.
Understood.
He talks about the revenue. That was for lemonade only. Understood. Again, I welcome any other entities to come there. If you said we're going to put hot dogs, we could never sublet. I had people always asking me, I paid $10,000 for the waterfront. That's right, $9,500. People would call me, Bob, can I bring my hot dog cart down there? No, I can't do that. Never, never. We were there all day long. Nobody grinded more than we did. My dad he cracked the whip, okay? We were there from morning till night, okay?
Sir, Councilman Ricks,
You had a question?
Thank you. Yes, a question for the administration on this one. I do recall in previous years that different food categories had been bid out separately. Is there any reason in particular that the decision was made to put it all in one instead of leaving for separate food categories?
So again, this is for specific events to have food trucks. Years ago, I don't know how many years, back in my youth, they were called something else. But food trucks have become popular, and we have food truck specific events. Years ago, we bid out locations, as Mr. Lombardi mentioned. Those were for ice cream or concessions, lemonade. This is not the same thing as Mr. Lombardi is talking about. We are going to work on a bid. It may not get done this year, but for next year, we will do a bid for concessions. This is for food trucks, for an organization to bring a variety of food trucks to city-sponsored events that people have asked for. They want to go to food truck events. They want to go to food truck events. They want this, and this is how the administration has chosen to do it.
Any other comments or questions from members of the public? Do we have any other comments or questions from members of the public? Did you have you all set, sir?
Just, yeah, it's just frustrating. He talks about 1 year trying this out. We've been doing this for 35 plus years. I have checked the purchasing department, at least 20 RFPs, and we asked 3 years ago, where's the RFP? What's happening? Why would this town, why would the city want to lose that revenue? My last year here, we paid $18,000, $18,500. And for the last 3 years, the city got zero. I don't know what they got last year from this entity, but he just spoke of $8,000. I was only lemonade only. They could have still brought the food trucks in for the events, but you guys lost out on my money. I lost out on building my business, hiring kids that work, high school kids and so forth. I don't even know which way I'm going, but they want to try it out. The administration wants to try it out. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Chief, I just had one question for you. And thank you, Ms. Lombardi, for your time. So I can say that I was amongst the children that were young people that were employed by your father back when. So I appreciate the hard work that your family has done for the community. Are these events strictly, is there language in your bid package that I didn't notice it? Is it strictly for the food trucks, or is there a carve out? Is there a way for cities to allow vendors who do not sell food to also be included, or do they have a license to preclude
food trucks? Is a general term. So it could be an ice cream truck. It could be a lemonade truck. It could be a falafel truck. It could be a coffee truck.
I think we can classify coffee and ice and lemonade differently than food.
We didn't classify it in the bid. It was for food truck events.
Okay.
And to bring various food trucks to the city events, sole discretion. So there's no carve out to allow for another organization to go to the event without being part of Ocean State. In this case, it could be someone different next year. It could be four of them. There's an organization in Vermont that expressed interest in food truck events here, and they joined one of the organizations. I don't know which one it was.
Yeah. So I guess my question is more so that possibly one thing we need to do is clarify, now that we have some more testimony from the community, that the difference between a food truck and a maybe a beverage truck, or a food truck and some other sort of concession. I think food trucks provide a very different service than New England Frozen Lemonade or other beverage vendors.
I understand your concern, but this is how it was bid out, and it wasn't specific in the bid. And I don't think we can alter this bid by doing that.
Yeah. No, I think we may be stuck with it at this point. I just want to be clear on the record that I think there needs to be.
Yeah, work. And again, this, I mean, we can, I know I've said it 100 times, we can reevaluate this to see what worked and what didn't work to make it more appealing to other businesses in Warwick. Unfortunately, you know, for city staff to try to solicit bids from 7 to 12 food truck or providers for every of the, one of the 13 events. So if you did 12 times 13, the City Parks and Recreation Office is two individuals that work in the office.
I understand the constraints.
Yeah.
That's not what I was trying to get put to light. Just to clarify something that Mr. Lombardi said, did the city not do RFPs this year for season-long vendors?
We did not.
Just chose not to examine that revenue stream?
Right now, we have chosen not to. Next year, we'll, again, whether the organizations, the businesses accept it or not, they can come through and sell.
I'm just speaking strictly from the city side. I don't know if the vendors are cleared. They can go through whenever they'd like. But
yes.
For the city,
so we charge for parking in Oakland Beach and Connecticut, so they can't park the vehicle other than for selling, active selling. There's no licensing fee, special permit fee from the city to be on Oakland Beach, just their regular city license, the state inspections, and their registrations.
For the city to lose out on that sort of revenue, I think, is counterintuitive, but we can address that moving forward. Thank you, Chief.
Welcome.
Any other questions or comments from members of the public? Okay. Council President,
So again, for those who have come in since I announced it, if you're here for the resolution regarding the gun rights bill that's before the General Assembly, please bear in mind that there's a request for that to be held. The legislature, specifically the General Assembly, has requested that we hold off on that until our first meeting in June, as they're actively in the process of amending it. And as you can imagine, at least from the perspective of the City Council, or at least from my perspective, we want to make sure if we're going to actually weigh in on something, we weigh in on the final comprehensive bill, as opposed to what amounts to a first draft, which by those who are actively working on his own admission is not done and is being drastically changed as we speak. So again, there is currently a request for it to be held. If it is in fact held, our process and procedure is that we don't take testimony on it. So letting you all know.
All set, Mr. President. Okay, moving on. Item number two, 2026-018 Alpha, fire apparatus repairs. Christy, if you could just hold one moment. Mr. President, I'd like to call for a 10-minute recess. Thank you.